Welcome back. This is Manuel Criollo with Voices from the Frontlines. On the phone, we have Doug Heller of the the electionwatchdog.org. It's a group of folks who've gotten together to oppose Proposition 64, and Doug is going to talk to us about this very important proposition. I just want to sort of open up just a little bit of open thought around this question. You know, as many of you know, my day job is as an organizer with the Labor Community Strategy Center and the Bus Riders Union. And, you know, one of the central ways that we were able to bring MTA into some form of compliance to the rabid violation of civil rights that it had been pushing for many years was through civil rights law and our right to sue them, which obviously back 2 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court also even limited organizations from being able to bring lawsuit against disparate impact and we pushed folks to bring lawsuits against intentional lawsuits, which intentional discrimination, which is very hard to prove. Disparate impact is sort of got a lower version of proving that a policy has a negative impact on people of color. And again, sort of the debate of the right has taken this whole concept of frivolous lawsuits to another level here in California by bringing to us Proposition 64. So, Doug, thanks for being here with us. Let's get into this. What is Prop 64? A lot of people are talking about 66. A lot of folks are talking about 72. A lot of folks talking about Measure A, but very little about 64. And it's one of those things that looks like if we don't address it, we might be in some real deep stuff.
Oh, yeah.
In a couple of months.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Manuel. This is an extremely important initiative, and you're absolutely right. If we don't get to talk about it place like this, all that's going to be in people's minds are some really deceptive advertising that the big corporate folks that want this initiative passed are putting out there on the TV. This initiative, Prop 64, would absolutely devastate public health, consumer, environmental justice law, and by taking away the right of public interest groups to bring important legitimate lawsuits to enforce a whole series of laws around consumer issues, environmental issues, privacy issues. And these are, I mean, you were just talking about in your intro, the long history of social change work and social activism has been paralleled by the effective use of the courts in the United States to change things when things are wrong, when abuses are apparent, when the public is getting hurt. And since 1933 in California, there has been an extraordinarily important law that has been used by the public interest movement to enforce all the various laws that are sitting out there on the books, but corporations, so long as nobody's paying attention, are violating time and again. So with Prop 64, big corporate interests, some of the biggest in the nation, who have been held accountable through lawsuits, certain types of lawsuits, they are trying to take the legs out from under the public interest movement. So I'll give you a couple of examples, I think help put this in perspective of what we would lose if Prop 64 passes. There have been cases that got MTBE out of the groundwater and out of the gasoline, cases brought by Communities for Better Environment against the oil industry. Now, the oil industry has donated some hundreds of thousands of dollars to put this initiative on the ballot and to get it passed. In fact, I'm looking at data, over $2 million from oil companies on this initiative. It's cases that have put pollution controls in ports so that the communities, typically, of course, poor communities that are around the ports, aren't sucking in these horrible emissions from the diesel trucks and trains that are right there in the port. There's an interesting lawsuit a number of years ago when a consumer group found that Safeway, the grocery store, was relabeling old meat and putting a new freshness date on, saying that it was still fresh, even though it had passed its due date. It was because of this law, the ability for a public interest group to go into court and sue them, that Safeway was stopped. Now, all of these lawsuits require a public interest, or typically they require a public interest group to get out there and fight on behalf of the public to change the corporate practices. What this Prop 64 would do would make it impossible for public interest groups, groups like the Sierra Club, like Communities for a Better Environment and Consumers Union and the Asian Pacific Legal Center, who recently brought a successful action against car dealers in L.A. area who were jacking up the car loan rates on Mandarin-speaking customers. I mean, these kinds of direct attacks on the public rights that have been fought in court, we'd no longer have that tool to fight if Prop 64 went forward.
Yeah, and I think, again, what you're saying is it's a very important tool. It's part of our tool. It's part of attack of your overall strategy. I think a lot of folks, you know, don't see the importance of law, but when you're doing a lot of grassroots work, you can try to use the law best to help you. And so let's talk about let me ask you this. One, you already sort of mentioned who's supporting it. Can you just go a little bit through, like, what kind of money have they invested on Proposition 64? And then second, how does this only apply to only corporations, or does it also apply to state government?
Well, first of all, let's talk about who's funding the initiative. Let me start by saying who's opposed to the initiative, who's on our side fighting for this, because it is an incredible array of all the people that I think the listeners to this show and to this radio station know and trust. I mean, groups, and for that matter, Californians know and trust. Groups like the Sierra Club, like the League of Conservation Voters, the AARP and the American Lung Association of California, groups like the Center on Race and Poverty and the Environment and the Center for Environmental Health, a whole host of these groups are opposing this. And the only thing that the groups supporting this initiative have is money, and it's millions of dollars. About $12 million has come in so far, almost exclusively from corporate interests and big and car dealers who have put together about $4 or $5 million. But the oil lobby and car dealers have put in about $2.5 million. These are from people that have been sued under this law. They want to get rid of their own accountability. Mm-hmm. Insurance companies, $450,000. These insurance companies, 21st Century, Allstate, State Farm, Mercury, they've all been sued under this law because they were doing something wrong. It's that kind of thing. The pharmaceutical industry has been sued for practices having to do with selling epilepsy drugs and advising people to use it in ways that weren't appropriate. Well, the pharmaceutical industry has kicked in $600,000. I mean, those are the kind of corporate forces that are arrayed against the public in trying to pass Prop 64. And I think that's really crucial. And then in terms of how this will affect the ability to go after companies, the supporters of the initiative say that the government can solve all the problems, that we don't need public interest groups to fight these corporations because the government can come in. Now, I mean, that's at best a joke, especially coming from these corporations who always fight against regulations. They want to tear down every regulation, and they think government's too involved in business. And now they're telling us that government can save the day. We know all too well that government doesn't protect the public all the time. That's why you name any number of those of the history of civil rights lawsuits, workers' rights lawsuits, consumer and women's rights lawsuits that have been filed. They've been filed because the government wasn't doing its job. We need to preserve the right to go into court on these kinds of things. I mean, another example, the Realtors Association has given $100,000 to pass Prop 64. Well, there have been very important lawsuits going after and stopping slumlord behavior in and around L.A., practices that we saw slumlords allowing too much lead in their homes and, you know, sticking their renters with all kinds of charges that they weren't supposed to pay. This is what's at stake with Prop 64.
Wow, I mean, this is some serious thing. What does the 64 forces look like? I mean, what are the polls telling us?
Well, the initial poll that came out that we've seen basically says most people don't know about this, and But we're trending really in a good direction, because when people read what this initiative does, and you see it right there on the ballot, that it limits enforcement of the what's called the unfair business competition law, people read that and say, no way, I'm not going to limit enforcement of unfair competition laws. So we have, naturally speaking, people read this and they say, this is what I believe, and I mean, this isn't what I believe on, I'm going to oppose this. However, there haven't been any polls taken since the corporate sponsors of this initiative have gone on the ads with these deceptive ads about people being the victims of what they call quote-unquote shakedown lawsuits. The truth is, there have been some real crooked lawyers that were going after some businesses, and this initiative has nothing to do with solving that problem. The corporations have hijacked the problem and are trying to get away with murder here and relieve themselves of all accountability. But the only way this initiative is, I mean, I think the key way to defeat this initiative is going to be through the grassroots effort, the grassroots radio, like shows that you do. But we're going to be going out on the streets, at the supermarkets, everywhere with little palm cards, which are just explaining why and who is opposed to this. Mm-hmm. We don't have the money to go on the air and run the ads that are running every night now from the other side. Hopefully there'll be some money that can be raised to get out there and just get the word out. But otherwise, this is a grassroots campaign to defeat the initiative. And people should go to electionwatchdog.org, real simple, electionwatchdog.org, learn all about the efforts that are going on, and that's a way to contact us and get involved, because what we need right now is we need people that are going to join up with us and just tell the truth, because Proposition 64 is a lie that could really damage the long history of public interest protection of our environment, consumers, privacy, and our public health.
One last thing that I was just reading here, I mean, this is also will apply to the only way you can be able to bring a lawsuit is if you had direct loss of property, or obviously if you died, basically. But any type of loss, such as like environmental degradation, loss of health, or, you know, even trying to prevent some sort of toxic waste coming into your neighborhood, you won't be able to bring a lawsuit, basically.
Well, I'll give you a very interesting example. There was a really important case recently.
We've got about 30 seconds.
That's fine. We'll go quickly. Mm-hmm. In which environmental justice groups sued oil industry for illegal underground discharges of benzene and toluene in violation of a series of statutes. Now, these are really dangerous, hazardous materials getting into the groundwater. Now, you didn't lose money or property, and maybe people get sick 20 years down the line, but shouldn't we stop it now? It's because we had these lawsuits that we could stop it. If Prop 64 passed, that's all out the window.
Thank you, Doug Heller. Again, can you give us info on how to get a hold of you?
Visit us at electionwatchdog.org. It's electionwatchdog.org. Get all the information about the campaign, how to get involved, and how to stop this initiative, because we have to say no to Prop 64.
Thank you, Doug Heller.
All right. Thanks so much.
Well, thanks for joining us this week. You know, I'd like to please let us think. Please help us sort of evaluate the show. Please send your comments to comments@kpfa.org. We would like to thank our producer Alan Minsky and our engineer, the great Maggie Lapeek, who hooked up the music today. And we'll see you next week. And this is Voices from the Frontlines signing off.
You've been listening to the 4 o'clock report, Voices from the Frontline edition, on listener-supported KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and on the World Wide Web, kpfk.org. Stay tuned for Beneath the Surface with Susie Weissman. It's coming up next.